Shalom, this is Billy Brim and the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast, and today we are offering you a Billy Brim classic, one that was made years ago in my ministry. I trust it'll bless you.
Well, I'm eager to be here. I've been looking so forward to this. I've been looking forward to it. When we came here last year and we taught on the blood of Jesus, that God had brought us into that place, I got the first half of a book, and now we're going to get the last half. Hallelujah. And the name of the book's going to be The Blood and the Glory. The Blood and the Glory. Pastor said to me we were crossing somewhere, and he said, I want you to come to our church, and I want you to teach on the glory. Well, that is a wonderful thing for me to hear, because the Lord gave me a quest after the glory of the Lord about, I hate to say this, but 20 years ago or so. He put me on a divine quest after the glory, and recently I began to see at that time there was a teaching in the 70s that the church, just before Jesus came, was going to be bedraggled, frightened, hiding in caves, our Bibles taken away from us. And there was even a magazine, a charismatic magazine, that offered a $200 survival kit. This was survival food, which you could get, packaged food. Does anybody remember this? Did you send in $200? And you got this food. And then the only thing that you needed to go with it was a kerosene stove. You needed that in the cave with you with the food. But I began to see through the direction and revelation of the Lord, because that's how I study what I study and know what to preach. That's the way He does with me. He began to teach me about His glory, and that before He came, the church was going to be in that state that it speaks of us in Ephesians 5, a glorious church filled with the glory of the Lord, with the glory of God shining on our faces as we are changed from one degree to glory to another, until there's only one more cap sheath of glory and we're out of here. That's the rapture. People wonder about split raptures and who's going to make it and who's going to not. Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo! You watch what God does to the church before we go. It's what the Lord's been saying to us lately. I've been to a lot of Holy Ghost meetings with the prophet, Brother Hagin. And the Lord says, people you thought wouldn't even come in are going to come into this glory. Backslidden relatives going to wake up to the glory of the Lord. God knows how to resurrect the dead and the half-dead. Glory be to God. Now, recently, I'd say in the past year and a half, 2 years, all my life I've been waiting for this glorious church to come forth. I'd say in the last 20 years, all my ministry at least. I'd hear Brother Hagin prophesy about it. I'd hear prophets who have gone on to glory prophesy about it, how this great glory was going to fill the church, how we were going to walk down the streets and our faces shining with the glory of God, how the maimed were going to be made whole. People with no arms were going to have an arm suddenly come forth. There was one prophecy that there would be no hair on the head. Somebody had had, radiation, and suddenly all the hair would grow back right before everyone's eyes. How that a preacher would be preaching in Los Angeles. This is going to be a specific event we're going to see. He's going to be before TV cameras. It'll be live, and a lot of people will be watching. Suddenly, he will disappear, and he will appear in New York City, and TV cameras will pick him up. How saw that translation was going to be a part of the last day church. I'm telling you, that'll make you hungry. You ought to hear Sister Wilkerson prophesy. It'd shake your teeth and your bones to hear her tell about that. And some others that we heard through the years. Mom and Papa Goodwin. Of course, Brother Hagin. And now Brother Hagin's having Holy Ghost meetings. He's had 6 of them. I've been in 4. And the Holy Ghost is telling us we're there. Glory to God. We'll talk about some of that. We're in the first part of it, but we're there. And the Lord told us to start saying, we're there. Glory. But looking for this glory in the church, in the past 2 years, God has given me a giant key to fit a giant keyhole in the glory. And the name of the key and the name of the keyhole is the blood of Jesus Christ. Woo, glory. The blood of Jesus not only redeems us from the hand of the enemy, but it redeems us unto the fullness of the glory of God. And it has a place in the glorious church. If we're going to come and meet and have God's power in such manifestation that if they bring a crippled in the back door, suddenly it can walk. We're going to have to make more of the blood of Jesus in our own personal lives. And know what it means. So here we are. Glory be to God. And we have this marvelous time this week to look at these things. And then I'm going to ask the pastor if he'll give me one morning. I don't know which morning it will be. We'll announce it. It might be Tuesday morning, might be Wednesday morning. But we'll take one morning to take a look at what's happening in the Middle East. If the pastor will let me. If he won't let me, well, we won't. Bless the Lord. You know what it means, don't you? It means Jesus is coming soon. Now, some of you have heard me preach before what I'm going to preach this morning, but we can't preach the blood and the glory without starting here because this is the basis. And I thank God that I was around Brother Kenneth Hagin all my ministry life to know that you can preach the same things over and over. Hallelujah. I've heard some of his stories probably several hundred times, having been his editor of publications and having to proofread and all that hundreds of times, and I'm still blessed out of my socks when I hear them. Any word that's real is alive. It comes from God. Hallelujah. So I have to lay the foundation of the story of the glory. Now we're going to get into the blood and the glory, but we've got to have the foundation of the glory. And here's how I learned about the glory. I was an editor for Kenneth Hagin Ministries. I was called to preach as a child, but was raised Baptist, didn't know I could. Came to work for Brother Hagin, and one of the first books I did was The Woman Question. And as I was working on that book, I was crying, oh God, you mean I can do what you call me to do and not get in trouble at the judgment seat? And he said, yes, you can. But he said, you don't know anything right now. This is your Bible school. So for 10 years, I was the editor of publications at Brother Hagin's and went over and 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 over the lessons. And that was my Bible school. Wasn't that a good Bible school? I'm still going to that same Bible school every chance that I get. It's amazing how many meetings I get to. Believers' meetings, Holy Ghost meetings, and our own meetings. I live in meetings. It's a wonderful place to live. The temple congregate. And the glory. Hallelujah. You know, we'll all be going to more and more meetings as the day approaches, the Bible says. Do not forsake the assembling of yourselves together. Especially as you see the day approaching. That means you can see the day approaching, and when you do see, get the temple gathered, because the glory is going to appear in the temple. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Now, I worked for Brother Hagin, and I always watched him close like a hawk. And if he did something, like for instance, he said, and we're going to talk on this one day when we talk about the presence of God inside us and practicing that presence. He always said that he made it his goal to know God better than he knew any other person. That he wanted to know God better than he knew his wife or his children. And so Brother Hagin, having been around him, you realize that he knows God and talks to God all the time. So I always figured if he can do that, I can do that. Whatever, he's just a man. So in watching him, I would always put that into practice. Well, the Lord spoke to him one day and said, it would behoove you to look up every scripture in the Bible on the glory. And Brother Hagin did that. And as a result, he just starts. He'll do it every time God tells him to do it now. He just starts and goes as fast as he can, just like a trip hammer. And he reads all about the glory in the Old Testament. And when the glory appeared like a cloud or a fire or a smoke or like white, glistering glory. And he preaches until suddenly it starts to roll in the back corner of the room. Well, I figured that if it would behoove him to look up every scripture in the Bible, it would behoove me to look up every scripture in the Bible. So I started studying the scriptures on the glory. Now, at the same time, I went to a friend's church, a Quaker church in Collinsville, Oklahoma. It's still where I go to church, only now it's named a Glorious Church Fellowship. And I work out of that church. But at that time, it was the charismatic move, and we were booming. People were coming in to be baptized in the Holy Ghost, to be saved, to be baptized in the Holy Ghost. And our church was growing, and I was the Sunday school teacher. And I realized, when you have a move of God going, you will have a lot of babies. That goes along with harvest time. And I realized that we had a lot of people coming into our church who didn't know the Bible. They didn't know any of the Bible. This is God's plan right here. Now, we know some scriptures that we use over and over and over and over and over, but after a while, you need to know the plan as well as the individual scriptures. Brother Jerry Savelle said, they call us word people. They ought to call us favorite word people. But actually, you need to then know God's plan and who you are in it so you can come on into the glories that are designed for us. Yes, the redemption to the blessings, but the glories that we're to give God. And so we decided to go through the Bible. And we were going to use that Through the Bible by Kenyon. And in the Bible in the light of our redemption. Redemption, redeemed, is a blood word. And so we started through the Bible at the same time Brother Hagin was preaching on the glory and the cloud was rolling in. And I noticed as we started at the book of Genesis, God began to reveal to me in his overall plan the place of the glory and what it means. And you'll know, if you're thinking, now what's she talking about? You'll know a little bit more later. So hang on. And I began to see that the Bible is the story of the glory. It became that to me. And we started then in Genesis 1:1, and I want you to start there with me. You will recognize that we preached this here last year, but we've got to preach it again. Hallelujah. And it always turns out different anyway. Bless the Lord. We have to have this basic understanding to know where the blood fits for the glory to be revealed in the church. Genesis 1:1, hallelujah. And we'll have to go fast, but you can do that, can you not? In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep.
Shalom, this is Billy Brim. I hope you enjoyed the classic that you heard today. Call us at 1-800-972-3447 if you would like to have a copy of it on CD. Shalom, shalom.